Right, I'm joined by The Guardian's Adam Gabbett, who's in Bloomsbury, central London, near the start of the march. Adam, could you describe what's going on around you?
Yes, there are thousands of students lined down Mallet Street towards the University of London Union, which is the start point, kind of stretching right along the street. And we've got a stage with probably about five speakers, and there's been five kind of audio speakers, that is, and there's been people speaking on there from trade unions, student unions. We've had someone from the Camden School of Girls, generally whipping up the protesters. And there's a large police presence, lots of press, helicopter overhead, all ready to march at some point in the next half hour, I understand.
Does the turnout look like it's fairly big?
The turnout does look big. I mean, it's difficult to gauge from this bottom end, but I was at the far end of the march before, certainly in the thousands, and huge variation in age. There's I just stood next to a woman earlier who has brought her baby along with a poster on her pram saying, "When I grow up, I want to be a lecturer like my mum, but she won't be able to afford to send me to university." There's also quite a few senior citizens among them, one's playing the hobby here. Huge variation in ages, predominantly university students, though.
Does it seem like a reasonably positive mood? Because it looks very much like the bill is going to be passed through the Commons. I mean, what's the mood? Defiant?
The mood is quite defiant. I think there's an acceptance that the bill is going to go through. There's an acceptance that the bill is going to go through from the sound of the speakers. However, I think it's a real—they're really keen to send a very strong message, and there's been lots of talk about the whole Commons, but that's certainly how a lot of people here feel.
And then just one final question: the police, the Metropolitan Police, have been putting out a couple of quite bullish statements, saying that they believe there's a certain small number of protesters who are—is there any evidence of that whatsoever?
None so far, and in fact, a lot of the speakers condemned the fact that at previous protests we have seen these violent factions join them, and certainly not supported by the majority of people here. From the people I've spoken to, and the speakers on stage are keen to distance themselves from, as you say, this minority that seems to have got involved with protests previously in the capital.